Good morning, everyone. My name is Yanhua Chen, and I'm from Cornell University. And if you are interested to talk with me, you can just call me Yan. So my research topic is about the bacterial number and the processing time affect the post-harvest quality of cut linens. First, I would like to introduce the floriculture market in United States. So the wholesaler market value of cut flowers is around $374 million, and for lilies, it's around 20%. And I think unlike other horticulture products for the post-harvest quality, the specialty of the cut flowers, it is include two stages. One is the maturity and the other one is the senescence. So we not only want to keep it fresh, we also want the cut flowers has the time to has the bud growth and also the flower opening. So the factors affect bud growth and flower openings, it includes water, carbohydrate, and also ethylene. Because water transportation and water uptake, it is very important for cut flowers. So the questions from lily growers, is it very important to wash the bucket? So that's the reason we started this research project. The microbes in water in this presentation, I will introduce how many bacteria in the water and how long for the exposure time for the cut lilies in the bacterial water will be affected by the affected for the water uptake. And because water uptake probably will influence the individual flower life and also flower diameter. So it also affects the post-harvest quality. Here is my experimental design. I use the variety Sorbonne, and the two experiments, the first one is the different population of bacteria in the water. The second one is the different exposure time from 0 day to 3 days, or continuously put the cut lilies in the bacterial water. So first, it is the experiment about the population, and you can see here is the initial bacterial population from I met the bacterial water, and then this is the total water uptake. So the total water uptake is negative to bacterial population. It means the more bacteria in the water, it will affect the water uptake more seriously. And the water uptake influences the individual flower life. So the more water uptake by the cut lilies, the individual flower life will be longer. Also, because when we harvest the cut lilies, it still has the bud, it's not opened. So the water uptake more, the bud opening performance, the appearance will be better. So it means the flower opening will be bigger, the larger. So short summary, the bacterial number, if it's more than 10 to 6 colony forming unit, it will reduce water uptake, and water uptake will affect the individual flower life and also decrease the flower diameter. Now, this is the second experiment about the exposure time for the cut flowers, cut lilies in the bacterial water. So I use different days. Can you see the box? So this is 0 day. It means I put it in the tap water. And this treatment is different days, 1 day, 2 days, and 3 days. And then over continuous, just leave it in the bacterial water. So the longer cut flowers, cut lilies in the bacterial water, the cumulative water uptake decreased much more. And you can see the trend of the line. Even only one day, 24 hours, it decreased very obviously. So because exposure time in bacterial water, it affects the total water uptake. So it's similar to the first experiment on the decreased water uptake also affected the individual flower life and also affected the flower diameter. Both of these are negatively related to bacterial exposure, exposure time in bacterial water. And this is the fresh weight changes of Cattleya sorbum. So the green line, it is the control of the tap water, so 0 day in bacterial water. And this pink line, it is 1 day. Only 1 day, you can see the difference for the fresh weight changes. And I took this picture when the Cattleya is living in the bacterial water or in tap water for 7 days. And after 1 day or 2 days or 3 days bacterial water treatment, I remove the Cattleya into tap water. I clean the surface of the stem and put it into the tap water. So you can see the difference of the flower opening appearance. And this one, you can see the flower opening is not very good. It's much smaller, and also the individual flower life is shorter. So also very briefly summary, even only 24 hours, the bacterial water will reduce the total water uptake around 43%. And the longer time, the longer exposure time for the Cattleya in the bacterial water will affect the water uptake, and also water uptake affect the flower life and the individual flower life and the flower diameter. So here is the overall conclusion. The bacteria or other microbes in the water actually at no matter it's the amount in the population or the duration time for the cut flowers in the not dirty water will affect the water uptake of the cut flowers. And because the water uptake decreased, the post-harvest quality of the cut flowers will also be affected. So it will cause inferior quality. So wash bucket and maintain the cleanliness, I think it's still helpful to maintain the freshness and to keep the post-harvest quality of cut flowers. And in the future, one of my research topic will be sampling the water from growers or from wholesalers to check the bacteria amount to see what's the difference. Because so far, I prepare the bacteria water and it shows more than 10 to 6 colony forming unit will affect the water uptake very obviously. But I didn't know what's the sanitation in the field in the front of growers. So it would be interesting for me to check the water quality. Okay, thank you. Not yet. Actually, it will be my future research work. Yeah. So one of my committee members, he is from microbiology department. So we talk about that. And in the future, I will do that part. Yeah. Thank you.
So in this case, is it natural infection of the water when you put the plants in, or are you spiking it at 10 to the 6? Is the water prepared for bacterial colonies?
Could you make...
Do you spike the water that you put it into
Okay. So how do I prepare the bacteria water? Yes. First, I need to incubate the bacteria. So I put the lily stems and the lily leaves in certain ratio with the water. So I try to mimic the real situation of the growth after they cut the flowers and put it in the bucket. So after that, because the bucket has the stem and the leaves, I lift them into the 20 degrees Celsius in the growth chamber for 4 days. And I do the test to check the bacterial number every day. So I know after 4 days, the bacterial number will reach the stationary stage. So after that, I keep the bacterial water in the cooler, 4 degrees Celsius cooler. So I can use that one to do the dilution or just for the waste solution. And then every time when I repeat my experiment, I always prepare new bacterial water. Yeah. No, not yet. Because so far I want to clarify the bacterial effects. So my control always tap water or minicure water. Minicure water is really even no bacteria. So yes, your question is I think it's a very good suggestion for me because I also got similar advice from my committee members. They said I can compare different preservatives and with the bacteria to see how preservatives inhibit bacterial growth and how they improve the post-harvest quality and post-harvest the flower life of calyllis. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.